This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
Alrighty, we're back, and we have the voice of freedom. We have none other than Brent Johnson with us. And let's start off where we were there. Let's talk about.
We were having a chat about Daniel Penny, I think is
right.
Mm-hmm. And that whole thing. Okay, and we're talking about how Alvin Bragg, the bogus DA in New York City, was saying things like, "Well, we don't want you to come to the aid of people who are being violated. If you do, we're going to go after you." Okay. Now, what I was saying was that we have to stop giving credence, giving power to these people, because whether it's Alvin Bragg, Merrick Garland, the Supreme Court, it doesn't matter. In the pecking order, all of these people are beneath us because we are part of the royal family. We are the kings and the queens. So if Alvin Bragg says, "I'm going to go after you, and I'm going to go after you because you're trying to defend people who are being raped," well, Mr. Bragg, I don't care what you're going to do because I don't recognize your authority over me. Well, you don't recognize my authority. I'll show you my authority. I'll bring out the guys with the badges and the guns. Okay, you bring out the badges and the guns. We'll bring out our guns without badges. Who do you think is going to win that? You have to be willing to not obey. Do not comply. They don't have any power except the power of your fear. And if I may go back to Scripture, we are told countless times, do not fear. Do not fear.
366 times in the Bible, either fear not or be not afraid. But here now, also, God's Word in the Bible tells us we must obey God and not man. So we have a book of law. We have the ultimate authority right there. And I've used this over the years, Brent, how many times I was drugging to court because of the pro-life, going after the out there's bloody abortion mills and saving babies. They try to RICO me 3 times, you name it. But now, in these courts, if I'm the only one charged here in Ohio, I can defend myself in my own venue, and that's what I do. When the only Bible, the only actual Bible you can use in that is the King James Bible, because when they ask you what sovereign nation has declared that, a book of law, King James of England, 1611, this is the book of law right here. So I have used this Bible many times to defend myself in the courts. Believe me, after 15 minutes of the Word of God, they usually just want me out of that court.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm. Well, and again, it's you're endowed by your Creator with life. It's the first thing, life. So those unborn babies, I'm so tired of the abortion arguments that are given, that women have the right and women have the choice. This is not an issue of choice. This really is not. And it's not an issue of fundamental rights. Okay, it is an issue that life was given by God.
It's an issue of responsibility.
That's it. It's our responsibility to care for life. Okay, it's our first duty is life, life, liberty, property. Okay, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. But life is first. And so he has given this unborn baby life. It is not for you or the mother or the father or the courts or the judges to make a determination to take that life away. And that's the only thing that matters on the issue. And that's the only thing that should matter on the issue.
Well, they refer to such a thing as settled law. I've heard this so many times that I've been in court. First of all, the only actual settled law that exists is God's law, okay? You know, when it's all over with, he's the only one that's still going to be around. Number two, in that the Bible clearly teaches that that child does not belong to you. That child belongs to God. He has no grandchildren, okay? Now, he places that child in your care, and you're held responsible for the care and the well-being of that child. God holds you responsible for that, whether you acknowledge it or not, okay? And so when they say something about, well, what if the girl got pregnant by rape? First of all, that's almost totally, you know, not even a half of 1% of all of that actually comes to being. But if it does, it doesn't matter. That child belongs to God. He places that child in your care, and you have the responsibility, okay, to take care of that child. Now, you can have any opinion you want. I mean, you can have any opinion, but at the end of the day, you're going to answer to God. God is going to end up, when this is all over with, he's the one that's going to announce the verdict, right?
Absolutely.
So, you know, but now, listen.
But before that happens, we got to take back what the devil has stolen. That's the bottom line.
Right.
Here in Ohio.
Well.
Brent, where do you live?
Well, I'm currently in Texas.
We had a devastating amendment to our Constitution passed last year. It's called
Issue One. It was, you know.
Well, anyway, it pretty much stripped us, our state, of all the pro-life legislation. And now we got to fight to get that back. So with that specific issue, what would be your approach to rewrite legislation?
My approach is very simple. Okay. I would ask for a clarification. And I would probably do it in their system. I would do it through seeking a declaratory judgment. A declaratory judgment is a non-controversial issue, meaning it's not you against me, it's not the state against me, there is no controversy. Okay, and what you're going to is you're going to a judge and you are asking the judge to clarify the law. Is it possible, is it viable to legislatively make murder legal? That's the question. Okay, you get a judge. If you present it properly, the judge is going to come back and say, no, murder is fundamentally illegal. Okay, you cannot make murder legal. Okay, now I use the word murder very intentionally, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can't say, can you make dying, you know, or something like that legal, you know. Can you make murder legal? And the answer is going to be no. Once you have that declaratory judgment, now you use that in the argument. The issue here is that you are murdering the unborn child. Unborn does not mean not alive. We have proven that. We have absolute proof that the unborn baby is alive. Okay, so this is not, well, we're just getting rid of something that's...
Yeah, but aren't you going to run into the article of the definition of murder, because according to what you to these apostate courts there, they're going to say that abortions, since it's legal, it's not murder. Okay, then you have to take it to a higher form.
Bernie,
Yeah.
No, because Ernie, okay, you just fed into what I was doing, okay? If it is legal to take the life, okay, then the question was originally, can you make murder legal? If you can't make murder legal, how is it not murder? How is it that you are taking, against the will of the victim, you are taking away the life of the victim? Now, this is something that, you know, once you take it away, you can't give it back.
It's Brent, done. What was the name of that term you used that we bring before a judge?
Declaratory judgment.
Pastor, that sounds like something Geauga County Right to Life should do. What do you think?
If you're smart with it, you can get all kinds of matters established in law that have to be recognized.
And you would just tie it, I mean, as far as what to write on this declaratory judgment would just be, can you make murder legal?
Essentially, yeah. Essentially, you know, is it possible to legislate murder as being legal? The key being legislate, okay? Meaning, can a law under the legislative body of government be made to make murder legal?
Well, these communists actually wrote it into our amended it into our state constitution with that issue one in two, last year.
What it did is it says virtually that the abortion is a constitutional right. It is not a constitutional right, but they wrote it in from time of conception without. And so what we have to do is we have to go all the way back to the beginning and pass legislation, okay, again, like we did before, but we don't recognize it. In other words, abortion is murder, period.
That's the issue. Okay, see, the problem is that in the constitutional amendments and things like that, they are being argued, okay, based on the presumptive, okay, right of the woman to make a choice about her own body. Okay. That's the argument, okay, that is given in variations on a theme, but that is the argument that is given, okay? A woman's right to choose what she does with her body, okay?
But the baby is not her body. The baby is an individual, obviously, is what you're getting at there.
What I'm saying is that it has never been phrased, I guarantee you. I don't know the details of your constitutional amendment, but I guarantee you it has never been presented in the form that, okay, we want to pass a constitutional amendment to give women a right to murder.
No.
So, Brent, would the declaratory judgment be, is it possible to amend your constitution to legalize murder? Would that be a legitimate?
No. It would be, is it possible to legislate that murder is not a crime?
To legislate murder as being legal?
Any form. Yeah. Okay.
Because, and that's where you start.
If it is not possible, then it cannot be a constitutional amendment.
And then the judge signs this declaratory judgment.
Yeah.
Or is it signs, authorizes, and then what's the next step?
Well, now, then you have a foundation. Then you have an established foundation. It has been established in law that you cannot make murder, okay, legal. Now, once you've got that, now it's just a matter of figuring out how to bring your challenges to the status quo. I don't have all the answers. I don't have all the procedural answers or anything. But once you have established the foundation, murder cannot be illegal. Now, it's just a question of establishing that abortion is murder.
Well, obviously, it's the taking of it. That is where you go to the Noahic Covenant in Genesis chapter 9, when God gives you the 5 points of legitimate, of real human government. Mm-hmm. Okay, and so here, the third point is the most important in that point, and that point is you find in Genesis 9:5-7, where God says that in the very first four verses, he gives man dominion over the environment. You know, God has dominion over the environment. He keeps the dominion of man for himself. That's where you get the statute, okay, the death penalty. You get that right there. Whoever destroys, okay, or transgresses the image of God, okay, whoever does that has to forfeit their own life. That's right in there, okay, Genesis 5 through 7. And so that, you know, right there, that's the ultimate authority. And so that's where that's established. And that is settled law.
Exactly.
So there you go.
And by the way, when you talk about settled law, what you're talking about is case law. Case law is not law, okay? Yeah, just because some court ruled something doesn't make it law. The court does not make law.
No, I'm talking about legitimate settled law. Legitimate. Only God's law is settled law.
Right. That. But earlier somebody was referring to settled law with respect to case law. Okay. And the truth is, case law is not law. Case law is absolutely not law. As a matter of fact, I'm sure at least some of you are familiar with NACERA. NACERA is a legislative act that has actually been passed. It was signed into law by Bill Clinton, and it has never been implemented, and it is going to be implemented. And when it is implemented, and we are looking at that under the Trump activity, is one of the things he's going to do, is to officially announce and implement NACERA. And when that is done, we are to go back to constitutional rule of law, meaning the law is what the Constitution says, not what the courts say about the Constitution. You cannot change the law by having the courts rule something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the courts don't get to make the law. So case law is garbage.
It's called NACERA?
NACERA. National Economic Stabilization and I believe it's Recovery Act. Or it could be Reorganization Act.
Take me back to the Brunson Brothers here for a minute.
National Economic Stabilization, put that in your search engine. You'll get the rest of it.
National Economic, go ahead.
The Brunson case, there are four brothers. The principal in this particular case is Loy. That's his first name, Loy. the case was brought directly to the Supreme Court through something called Rule 11, which has to do with national emergencies and things like that. The reports are that it has been viewed, considered, and ruled on already, but that they have not yet released the rule. The case itself goes on the question of oaths taken by federal legislators. And the truth is that 90% of federal legislators have no oath. And if they have no oath, they cannot be sitting in Congress. And if the Brunson case is actually released as it is supposed to be, then it will mean that Congress doesn't exist. There have to be new elections, okay, set for everything in the federal government. Because Congress does not exist, it means that Biden and Harris were never president and vice president. It means that everything that they have done for the last 4 years is void. Under NACERA, there is supposed to be complete elimination of all administrative law, administrative courts, and administrative agencies, because none of those exist under the organic Constitution. Many of the amendments to the Constitution would no longer exist. For example, the 17th Amendment, which made senator an elected position. Well, that's not the way the Constitution was written. The Constitution was written that the House is voted on by the people and represents the people. The Senate is selected by an act of the legislature of each state and represents the will of the states. When the will of the people and the will of the states agree, only then do you have an actual law, federal law. That's the idea behind it. In the Constitution, it specifically says no state shall be deprived of its equal suffrage in the Senate without its consent. That means that in order for the 17th Amendment to have been valid, it would have needed 100% ratification, which it did not get, which means the 17th Amendment is invalid, and we return to the Senate being appointed by legislative acts of the state. So, it's a tremendous amount that the Brunson case will cause. It's going to cause an avalanche of correction to the structure of the federal government.
I had the Brunson brothers on here three times, and we talked about that. And from what I understood, they weren't going to bring charges against all the members of Congress, but there were a good portion of them, for anti-government activity, So that was my understanding. It wasn't going to be all the members of Congress, but a good portion they were going to bring accusation or charges against. Now, this has been probably two, maybe going on 3 years, I don't know, since they brought this first case there. And I know they had to go back to the courts back and back again. But now I'm hearing, like what you said, that it's been decided. The courts actually heard the case and actually ruled on it. What are they waiting for?
I don't know. I have heard, however, that they have been that Clarence Thomas in particular has been instructed to hold off the announcement. Now that implies that there are forces, okay, that are able to instruct the Supreme Court on these matters, and so now that gets a whole that opens up a whole another rabbit hole that we're not going to go down right now, but. The indications are indeed, they're very, very solid and credible, okay, that Brunson will be announced, and it will be announced very, very shortly. And, gentlemen, I'm really, really sorry because I'm going to have to back out from this. I could do this all day and all night.
Give yourself a quick plug here before you go. Go ahead and plug your
– First off, let me give out the website. Okay, our website is www.freedomradio.us, freedomradio.us. Tremendous website, lots there. Check out our products, our services. You'll find my book, The American Sovereign, How to Live Free from Government Regulation. It's the number one book on sovereignty in the world. I encourage you, get a copy of it. It will change your life. I've also written The Pursuit of Happiness, Freedom, and the Human Spirit. Also the spiritual book, The Quiet Voice of God. And then there are a bunch of other books, CDs, DVDs that you'll find under the products. Under services, you'll find the Common Law Pure Trust Organization. We've been doing these for over 30 years with a 100% track record. We've been attacked. We've had these trust attacks by the IRS, by the DOD, okay, by individuals trying to pierce the trust veil. Nobody has been successful. You wrap an ironclad wall of protection around your privacy rights by using these trusts. We also offer the Private Interest Foundation, which gives you an international presence, the Stealth LLC for banking and other matters that you can maintain absolute privacy. And these LLCs are considered by the IRS to be a disregarded entity, not required to file returns or reports. All of it is available to find out information on at the website, freedomradio.us. You can also find where I do a Tuesday evening conference call show, okay, where people can call in and ask questions. That information is there, as well as how to get onto me on Telegram. There's a little button down there that says join Brent on Telegram. So if you're on Telegram, you want to contact me, you can do it that way as well. Or call us toll free. Write down the number. 888-385-FREE, 888-385-3733. And I hope, Pastor Ernie, you can have that information somewhere up there, wherever people are going to be able to tune in. to the show. If you can have the 888 number, 385-3733, and the website, freedomradio.us, I would appreciate that very much. I am sorry I have to beg off at this point because I'm really enjoying the conversation. I hope you have enjoyed my part in the conversation here. And I bless you all, and especially you, Pastor Ernie, for all that you have done for so long for so many people.
All that right back at you, my friend. God bless you, and Merry Christmas to you. And tell Lee, Merry Christmas, too.
God bless you, Brent.
I will, and tremendous, tremendous Happy New Year to you all, because I do believe that we are entering a golden age.
Glory to God.
We are so fortunate to have been gifted the ability to participate in this age. You and I, all of us, we are sowers of seeds, and those seeds will bear fruit. So God bless you all, my friends.
Amen.
And Ernie, let's do it again sometime after the first of the year. I would love it.
All righty. We'll get her done. Thank you so much.
God bless you, Brett.
God bless.
Be sure to let me know, okay, send me a link or something where people can actually tune in to the show. Let me know whenever it's ready.
All right, we'll do that. God bless you.
God bless you all.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care.
All right, very good. We have a lot to discuss here. Now, I guess one of the things I was wondering, we mentioned it early there, is these drones. So what I've decided to do, I'm going to send to Randall, you and Aaron, disguised as drones to New Jersey, okay? I'm going to have you embedded, and I want to find out what's really going on here, because...
How are we going to fly?
Well, there is no way in the world that our government does not know what that's all about,
right.
Okay?
Right.
They're playing games with us. Now, it could be something... It could be something good, or it could be something very sinister, very sinister, okay? And, of course, we know that the deep state right now is paranoid. The deep state, they are quaking in their boots. They have committed very, very high crimes against the American people. Mm-hmm. Look, 300,000 children are missing. Who's involved with that? Let's start with Mary Arcus, okay? But who was giving him protection, okay? That was your so-called Merrick Garland.
Yeah.
And so we really have to get to the bottom of all of this. We've got to find those children. We've got to stop it.
Yes.
We've got to stop the trafficking of these children.
And we got to prosecute.
Right.
Yeah.
And so this whole idea about, well, because the rhinos out there, the rhinos are rising, they're going to be saying, well, we can't have this. We can't have going after retaliation. No, it's not about retaliation. It's about the law.
Yeah,
we're a nation of laws. These people have committed high crimes against God and country.
Absolutely.
And so, it is nothing less than an absolute dereliction of duty, and crimes against America, to fail to go after these people.
Absolutely.
And again, you know as well as I do why Kamala Harris wanted nothing to do with being that border czar. Why she wouldn't? Because she knows that when this all comes out, she wants to stand back. She don't want that to touch her, okay? But Mario Orcas can't do that, okay?
Yeah.
So already I didn't catch that. How much time do I have there? Oh, let's just go right to it. Let's go right to the break, and then we'll be back with a whole lot to do right after that.
When the British armies came from across the bounding main to attack our native shores in their sailing ships of war to establish tyranny by the orders of a tyrant king, Paul Revere cried his alarms, and the people took up arms, and they fired up their guns in the greens of Lexington. Soon the battles would be won, and the bells of liberty would ring. Those men who fought to keep us free were not afraid to die. They drew their strength and courage from his power upon high.
and cried this battle cry. No king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Messiah. No king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Holy One of Israel, the Holy One of Israel. Through the toil and the tears in the last 100 years, we have fainted from the fight for his liberty and life. We've been blinded by the lies, so we hardly know what's right from wrong. As the anti-Christian hordes and the global overlords now surround us, holy saints in the camp United States, just like Israel of old, we now find ourselves in Babylon. So now's the time for all good men to seek his face on high and bow to do his will on earth and rise up and defy the lie and cry this battle cry. No king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Messiah. King, but King Jesus, the Holy One of Israel, the Holy One of Israel. So now's the time for all good men to seek his face on high and bow to do his will on earth and rise up and defy the lie and cry this battle cry. No king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Messiah. No king, no king, no king but Yehoshua, the Holy One of Israel, the Holy One of Israel, the Holy One of Israel.
All right, no king but King Jesus. Boy, you could take that to the bank, huh?
That's right.
That's right.
Lord and Savior.
One of these days, every single knee will bow, huh?
That's right, Pastor.
Okay, because we've got God's word on that, don't we?
Yes, we
Amen.
Do.
Amen.
Yes, we do.
Bless his holy name.
Yep, we're going to be getting to giving an invitation here in a few minutes, but for right now, we got to go take a look at a couple things, what's happening. Okay, one. You know, Biden just signed off, I believe, on 1,500 pardons. And from what I've seen, most of these people are like drug dealers, okay? This is not good, what they're giving that. I have mixed feelings about pardoning all of the death row inmates, okay? Mm-hmm. And here's why I have mixed feelings, because I spent many, many years upon death row. And I realize today with our judicial system, it has been so corrupted that guilt or innocence really doesn't mean much anymore. It really don't, okay? Mm-hmm. And I know that since we were up on death row, I can remember seven guys in the last 45 years that we got off of death row, okay? Now, when I say we did our little part of it. We did what we could to help them get off. Mm-hmm. Because they were innocent, okay? Yeah. And the evidence, you know, that were hidden, the evidence was hidden by the prosecutor's office. Mm-hmm. And so when we brought the evidence out, when it was finally brought out, then these guys were... And the problem of it is these prosecutors, you know, they get away with this corruption, you know, mm-hmm. innocent people. And so... Unfortunately, in this system that we have there, you know, like Solomon says, money answereth all things. Mm-hmm. If it means enough to you, you know, if you're a very wealthy person and you have a son and you want to make sure that son does not pay for the crime he's committed, all you have to do today or many times is just tell the prosecutor, look, it'd be worth a lot to me to see my son walk. Mm-hmm. And I think I can give you somebody who really, he's nothing, you know, but a plague in society anyhow. He's not, you know, his life's not worth much, but I'll give you this and a lot more. You just make sure my son walks. Unfortunately, there's a mindset out there that that's what's happening in our society today. Mm-hmm. I've seen too much corruption of the judicial system. I've seen too many innocent people go to prison, okay?
You know, Pastor, I know that a lot of these people, they believe that they're continuing to get away with what they're doing. And that doesn't mean that we don't stop our fight. We don't stop what we're supposed to do. But as Psalms tells us, the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. And we have to remember that God has an account of every drop of our people's blood that have been shed into the ground. As he told Cain, your brother's blood is crying out from the ground. And so whether they think they're escaping temporarily right now, God has that account, and they will not escape justice.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and live my life and party hardy, and when I get old and I'm ready to die, then I'll repent of my sin, and I'll have God pardon me.
How does the pardon, how does that work? Is it, who gives the authority to the president to do that? Is it the Constitution?
Yeah, under the Constitution.
And are there any stipulations?
Well, yeah, there's certain stipulations. He can't, he can pardon for most crimes, but not all crimes. And there's some things, like I think, and I'm not quite sure, like with some state crimes in that. But I'm not really not sure completely how that works. But the point of it is, Biden is really has never been a legitimate. He was inserted. He was never. You know, you had. They're missing 20.
It was all political theater.
20 million ballots, or you know.
Yeah, I mean, from the get-go, inauguration. Remember the 10-foot fences with razor wire?
Yeah.
It was all political theater.
Right. And the whole thing, the January 6th, all of that.
It's the globalists saying we're controlling you, America.
Everything was illegitimate. There was no legitimacy. The people saw it. They tried to get away with it. But now this is why they're running. This is why Merrick Garland, you know, here, Chris Wray knows what Chris Wray did. This is why he's resigning. Chris Wray is the one that sent his agents out there for January 6th, had him instigate all of that. You had the...
Was Schiff on that committee?
He was on that committee. Yeah, the January 6th committee.
Do you know he's a senator now of California?
Yeah, I know. Schiff needs to go. So does...
So if Biden pardons Schiff, can the new... Attorney General prosecute him for crimes he did with that.
See, the point of it is you have to go back, like he's talking to the Brunson case here. Biden is not and never has been a legitimate president. He just has not been, okay? Now, so what happens when Trump gets into office, then the decision has to make Congress decides whether or not that election was ever. And that's what the Brunson case decides, if that election was ever legitimate, okay? And it wasn't. It was totally an illegitimate election, okay? And so we saw this. This is why you had almost 2 million people go to Washington, D.C., because they had their voices, they had their votes stolen, and they knew that, okay? And we know it. You know it. I know it, okay? And even a little by little, even the mainstream media has kind of backing away now, and as they've lost all credibility. I mean, they've lost all credibility.
The ratings are tanking.
PMN, SNBC, whatever, they're going broke. They've lost their listenership to, you know, and even Sally, or what's her name? Was it Stahl? What is her first name? Sally Stahl, I believe.
Leslie
Stahl.
So who is she?
She's a talking head for PMSNBC, okay?
Okay.
She's one of their top people there, okay? She's been there for a long time.
And now she's admitting the truth.
Right, and it's where her ratings have hit the.
And it really, the media played a huge part in deceiving the American people about COVID, about
right.
The election, about the state of our nation and crime.
And yeah, and even them now, you've got a number of defectors from the mainstream media are coming out and saying, look, the people aren't buying it. They're just not believing us anymore, you know?
Glory to God.
And what's happening is that's why they've changed their names, okay, from the mainstream media, because what's happening now, we have so many radio programs like this. 50 years ago, there wasn't any like us. We were we were out there by ourselves. There was very few talk shows like this, okay? And then you had to coming up. We have Rush Limbaugh. You had Alex Jones and all of these others come. But we were the only real hardcore conservative Christian out there for a long time by ourselves, okay?
The voice of the Christian resistance.
The voice of the Christian resistance, and had to do because of the pro-life movement, because our people were being arrested and abused by the corrupt courts, okay, out there. And so,
what do you think about that declaratory judgment idea?
You can do it. You have to have people that have the time to put into that. We need real constitutional law attorneys, okay? You know, everyone can do their part. There has to be people, but they have to show up. Everybody's got to show up when the time counts. How much time do I have left in there, Eric? Okay. You know what we're going to do? We have about 14 minutes left in the program today. And I think it's very, very important. This time of year, Christmas especially, I just want to say that things that were not looking real good for us this year. I mean, the ministry was hit hard. We just about had our finances cut about in half, okay? And things didn't look good. And then on top of that, I got hit with a lot of physical problems, okay? I got hit with, and so did Pastor Hal. It seems like all of our leaders got hit. We were really under attack. Pastor Joe now has, you know, he's kind of retired. He couldn't keep up with it anymore. It's more than he could do. And so it didn't look good for us. But what's happened at the last, all of a sudden, I want to thank the people out there. We had several people come forward and give us large donations. So when it all looked bad at the very end, we were able to meet and see what we were concerned about is meeting our obligations. We support a lot of it, especially feeding the children, especially in saving babies in the right to life. We are the only family and the only that a number of death row inmates have. They never get a Christmas card. They never get a letter. They never get anything. And they're allowed to make phone calls, but they have no one that they can call. They have to be approved. And so to many of them, we're their only outside source that they can reach out to. And, boy, I'm going to tell you, our Department of Corrections and our prison system, it's a mess. It really is. And not that we don't have some good people in there. You know, I was, like I said, in that system for many years. We have some good people in there. But like everything else, government, like Ronald Reagan said, government is never the answer. It's always the problem. And so I just wanted to say I'm very, very thankful for, you know, what has happened here, the way that the Lord has helped us out in the pro-life ministry. We got a big boost. We got in the radio ministry, trucking ministry, you know, and all the different ministries out here. People have come up, and I want to just thank them because, again, things didn't look too good, but now we are able to meet all of the obligations that we had to all that. And, boy, it means to us, it's a much better Christmas because Jesus is the reason. He's the only reason for the season, is he not?
Yes.
Glory to God in the highest.
And so, you too.
It's because of him we have peace and goodwill.
Amen. So tell me, we're going to start with you, Randall. What do you have to be thankful for?
Oh, boy, I would say the thing that I have to be thankful for is the fact that my Savior, he redeemed me. He gave me an opportunity when my life was full go in sin. So that is what I thank him for the most, because as the word says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and to lose his soul? I thank God for his salvation.
Amen, Aaron.
Well, first and foremost, life. Thank you, God, for the opportunity to live and learn of your great salvation, Lord Jesus, and the victory over death, hell, and the grave. And that the good news is it's a free gift. We can't earn it. Not that we're not supposed to repent and obey you, but we do that because we love you, not to be justified.
Mm-hmm.
And for life, liberty, this great nation that you bless us with, and we're so grateful for all those who fought their whole lives like Pastor to honor and preserve our constitutional republic, and then that the fact that we had the majority of elections go in our favor, that there's an opportunity for a period of revival and restoring biblical morality and reverence to your name, and also the faithful remnant. So in this the fact that we're only a couple weeks away from celebrating your birth, so all
Amen.
Those things.
Amen. And so our God is an awesome God, and he reigns from heaven above.
Mm-hmm.
And folks out there, again, he has given us, he's given us the opportunity to avoid that burning lake of fire. He's given us the opportunity, mm-hmm. Lord, to live forever in him. And this is for real. I mean, a lot of times people out there, especially the vast majority of people nowadays, are biblically illiterate. They're looking for answers everywhere except for where the answers are.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest source of information and the only source of absolute authority is right here. It's in this book. God didn't leave us hanging out there. He said, look, here's the answers. I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to literally spell it out for you.
Yeah.
And so take it. And yet we, so many people, as Jesus said, many are called, but few are chosen. Mm-hmm. Many come, but few will enter. And I just want to say I'm so thankful that I'm one of those ones that understood. I heard the word and called. And so how much time do we have, Eric? Okay. I should be checking this out. All righty. So I'm going to give you two fellows the opportunity to give an invitation. So we're going to start out. Each one of you get 4 minutes. So go ahead, and we'll start with you, Randall.
All right. I believe the key word, an operative word, is opportunity. And what we have to do is actually appreciate the opportunity, because opportunities, they come and they go. But right now is an opportunity where salvation is right now on the table. And if you don't know the Lord in the pardoning of your sins, this is an God-given opportunity, because as the word says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, which means to be fully destroyed, but that all should come to repentance. And so this opportunity right now, if you're battling in your mind, you're battling with maybe things that you thought that things should go this way or that way, listen, you can bring that to an end. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto you. So in this opportunity, please understand the depth of God's love and the sacrifice that he would send his son, Jesus Christ, to die on that cross for our sins. For the Bible says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So we just want to extend to you again in this opportunity. This is your opportunity. We've accepted Christ, but in doing that, we have been given this ministry of reconciliation. We've been reconciled to God. And so God is requiring us as ambassadors to let you know that you can be saved. So all you need to do is, as the word of God says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And so with that, if you would just pray with me real quick, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for those that even right now are hearing your voice, Father God. And we pray, Father God, that they might even right now, as you stand at the door and knock, Father God, that they would open up and allow you to come in. And as I stated, if you have if you say those words, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me, you shall be saved. That is the promise of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen. Well, I'll just add to what Brother Barclay said, encouraging all the believers and children of God to spread the good news to friends, family, at every chance, every opportunity, because the sad fact is most people will reject Christ, but the good news is that we're only commanded to share the message. So be of good courage, and I'm going to read from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 through 21. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation, namely that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be you reconciled to God. So Lord, we just pray for everyone listening to this message tonight, that their hearts would soften, that they would repent and acknowledge their sinners, that we're all separated from God because of our sin. God is holy and righteous. He must judge sin. So I just pray for them to repent, acknowledge that they're sinners, and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, that he died on the cross for their sin, that he's God, that he rose from the grave, defeating death, hell, and the grave, and that the whole blessed assurance is knowing that we're not justified by anything we do, though we are commanded to obey him, but we do this out of love and respect for what he's done for us on the cross. But we can't earn justification, as verse 21 says, for he had made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So the righteousness of God in him is the Holy Spirit indwelling in us, which is God himself. So that's where we get the victory over sin, over and the ability to live a life that honors God. So bless and magnify his name, and Merry Christmas.
All righty, folks out there listening to you, I just want to say again, what we have so much to be thankful for. There's so many of us out here, you're listening to us tonight. There are so many people in this world, even on our worst day, and I know because I hear from people, and we get letters for prayer requests. Even on our worst day, we have about 6 million people in this world that would trade places with us, folks. There are many, many people in this world. You know, today, when we're going to go home, we're going to have a meal tonight. There are many, many people in this world that have never once, not once, ever had clean food or clean water. Many people have never even had a real permanent roof over their head. And I know when I was, years ago when I was traveling, I came across many people that, well, would have done anything just for, you know, their own pair of shoes. And yet we've been blessed in such abundance. And the Bible says, to whom much is given, much is required. And so God has blessed us in abundance, and let's remember that. Let's be a blessing to those as in every way that God has blessed us. And the first thing we do is share the gospel with them. And so, because that's the greatest gift anyone could ever receive is that of eternal life. And God has blessed us with that, those that call upon his name. Well, we're out of time, so we have to say thanks for being here. God bless.
God bless.
We want to say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
And always, always, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's right, what's left. Hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.